And good morning. Welcome here to Backyard and Beyond. And here this morning, as I mentioned, Chris Parks filling in for LaVon Eblen. And we're going to be speaking here with Emily Kringle, a food service director at Cass County Memorial Hospital here in Atlantic. And we're going to be talking about local food. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
Good, good.
All right. And we'll talk about something that can make you feel good, too, I guess. It's a good effort and something to always keep in your mind, and we'll talk about local food and, I guess, how folks in the area can kind of understand how they get their hands on it a little better.
Yes, Chris. I think this is a great topic because it's a very important topic to LaVon. For years, probably, here in rural Iowa, we have thought about local foods, but probably since 2005, there's been a bigger push. But maybe we've talked about it in kind of a narrow circle, so I just thought it would be fun to review really what we mean about local foods. The Cass County Food Policy Council has been in existence for about 3 years. LaVon was very instrumental in getting that going. And its goal or mission is to promote the use of locally raised foods by individuals and businesses. So we're trying to promote that. Also, of course, we have farmers markets here in the county. A new project tried this year is Produce in the Park, along with the music concerts in the park. And a lot of our local grocery stores promote locally raised foods, so that's great. And there's also a program that has been in existence, Chris, you can fill me in a little bit, on the CSA. At least 5 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been about 5 years. I've been involved, I think, myself, 3 or so, but it's been around about 5 years when they really got the ball rolling with it.
And a CSA is kind of foreign language to some people. Yeah. It's really stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and what it means is a group of individuals go together and buy a share in a garden plot, kind of. Mm-hmm. And they share the risk of if there's garden produce or not, and mm-hmm. if there's a lot, you get a lot, and if there's not so much, you don't get so much. You don't get to pick what you get, but as we were visiting, I think it makes us use more vegetables than normal. Mm-hmm. What it really is once a week we go pick up a basket of garden produce and then try to use that for the week and go back the next week and get another box. So it's been a good thing for my family to eat a few more vegetables for sure.
Yeah, it definitely encourages it for you, and then you also kind of get to share that experience a little bit, with the farmer. It's always fun to speak with them a little bit about how things have gone so far, what the weather factors have done to their situation, and I guess you get a little more sense of reality of where that food comes from.
Yes, a little bit more, almost an emotional feeling with the food. I get such a good feeling when I go get our garden box and how tender they handle those fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like a love they handle those. So that's been good. I also think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of our local businesses, like the restaurants, the hospital, the retirement homes, do use a lot of local foods, cucumbers, tomatoes, sweet corn. For, like I said, about 5 or 6 years, the hospital has tried to make a more concerted effort on purchasing local produce and doing it in a little bit more professional way. We buy 1 to 2 calves a month from local farmer that we have processed and use at the hospital for beef. We just recently were at the Cass County Fair and bought a pen of 3 hogs and a calf that we will use for both patients and visitors and staff at the hospital. And then we buy as much local produce as we can during the summer. It's one of those things, like we talked with our garden box. You have to manage that produce very well, because when we have fresh tomatoes, we have lots of fresh tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And so you don't really want that to spoil, and it's kind of a managing trick, just like our garden boxes are.
Yeah, getting used to using that and how to properly implement it, and at the same time, I guess, not overbear people with just one thing all at once, like you said. But it's a fun kind of give and take.
Right. Fairly recently, I think we got kale in our garden box.
Yeah.
And I was talking, one of the farmers was showing how to make kale chips, which was I thought that was a good idea, and another friend of mine has a recipe for kind of a stir-fry kale. But the thing that I just recently talked about was somebody that was trying to make smoothies with kale. And I wasn't quite sure I was up for that yet. But
Well, that's something else that's fun about it, too, is the variety then encourages you to try stuff that you've never tried before as well.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of efforts going on. You mentioned a lot of different things. It's not just one necessarily concerted effort. I mean, everybody's got the same idea in mind, but there are a lot of different things going on at once to try to encourage that local food growth and use.
Exactly, and it has to kind of be a passion with somebody and something you're a value that you're willing to stick with. I'm a strong proponent of supporting local businesses, and that's kind of how I got into it, is from that standpoint. But as a nutritionist, it's also, I think, a very good way to bring that vegetables especially to the forefront and to use more vegetables.
Yeah, and not only are you then supporting those local people as well, you're also kind of, bringing that local sense of community into that side of things where you normally don't think about it. You know, it brings it into your mind a little bit more.
Exactly. The hospital, and I know some of the retirement homes here in the county, have really gotten their staff on board too, because sometimes it takes a little bit more time to buy those things, prepare them, and you really have to have that commitment. But I think a lot of the food service organizations in the county have gotten that commitment from their staff, and that really helps promote those foods.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other side of not only the connection with those folks locally, but, you know, it also is makes economical sense to get things that are here instead of driving them across the country to get them to you when you have them available here. And then the nutritional value is also elevated when you have those things that are here and don't have to be as processed or shipped, and that gives you a better value for what you're getting.
A lot of the things we get at the hospital, we try to use quickly, like within the day or two after we get them delivered, because that's the value of getting those locally local foods. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a lot of fresh foods out there to get. We were talking a little bit before we started that, there's folks that you kind of have surveyed and asked them, what would you like more to see? And that's something that they mention is, local fresh foods, when maybe they don't always necessarily realize that it's already right there in front of them.
Right. And I think it's been a message to me that maybe I need to toot our horn a little bit more and put signs up and say, today we have locally raised tomatoes from farmer so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. And that's something I've also noticed a lot more in different restaurants and in the grocery stores. You see that a lot now where it's actually promoted that is the local product. Here it is. This is your choice compared to the other.
I heard a speaker once that said, gave kind of a little caveat to everybody, when you go to a new restaurant or are traveling, ask before you order, what's your local food that's on the market, on your menu?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You get that fresh food, and it's going to be good there at that time. Another thing going out and not only buying food, but, raising food yourself, that's the same concept as well.
Exactly.
I know you've done a lot of work with that, helping folks get educated on how to do that.
In the last few years, we've really tried to promote because, of course, local foods are if you raise them too, and how convenient if you have a garden or a garden box is what we kind of promoted, and square foot gardening. This year's probably been a bit of a challenge, but yes, and I think that it's the same philosophy. It gets you connected with the food a little bit more, and especially children. I think sometimes they'll say, oh, I don't think I like that, or I don't want to try that. But if they had it in their garden and they saw it growing, they might be more apt to try it and enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of that labor of love as well. You got yourself invested into it with your time also. I was recently talking with a friend that had mentioned, sometimes if you have lived in a city your whole life and you don't get out and experience any of that rural culture or ever tried to grow anything on your own, the opportunities are there. You can find them a lot more easily now than, maybe just even 5-10 years ago.
a lot of popular literature, magazines will have articles about it. Yes, it's become almost mainstay conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think last year, LaVon did some great programs on you don't need a big garden plot mm-hmm. to raise foods. You know, she was showing about raising in a box and a bucket, different yeah. products. And like I said, we promoted this square foot gardening, and we had a square foot garden at the hospital. I was shocked how many things we got off of that. I think it was 4x4. And did you have one?
Yeah, I've done one of those too. Yeah.
And I mean, we had peppers coming out of our ears and beets and carrots. And mm-hmm. it was amazing how just that small garden, you can get a lot of things. You don't need a great big. It was very manageable, too.
Yeah.
You could weed it easily and water it easily.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in some of those raised beds, really. That's awesome. I saw an article recently in the World Herald, a gentleman over in Omaha that had done that. And he'd built his even a little higher than you know what we were working with. And he talked about how easy it is for him to get around and take care of it. And, you know, once it's up and ready, you've got it there. All you got to do is keep adding the soil and, getting some of that compost on there. And you've got yourself an easy place to grow food.
Right, right. It's a great concept and hobby. And I think a lot of, like I said before, the retirement homes have gotten involved in that kind of concept, too, with raised beds that their residents can reach
yeah.
without bending over. And yeah.
Yeah. And the same conversation I had, they were talking about a couple that had bought into, there was an area, they live in Omaha, but there was an area that had been set aside where they could buy a section of a garden plot that they went and took care of themselves. And then, you know, well, obviously it was a little ways away from their home, but still had that availability of a place like that. So it's great to see those kinds of things continuing to happen. I guess, before we wrap up here, I guess let's remind folks how that they can get a hold of these types of things and what those programs are that are out there
yeah.
for them.
Well, I think one thing is just kind of paying attention to the advertising and the notations. We have a local farmers market here twice a week, I believe on Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings, mm-hmm. that meets at Orscheln parking lot. And then the produce in the park, we have one more of those, which will be the third Thursday of August, about 5:30, 5 o'clock, that produce will be available. The CSA is a membership thing, and just watch for the publicity next year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just your local grocery stores, a lot of them will promote that this food is a locally raised thing on a sign or on the overhead messages.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you go to a local restaurant, look for that on the menu or ask about that.
Mm-hmm. And if I know, obviously, Extension always is a great resource for a lot of that kind of information as well. But is there one maybe specific place if somebody has a question, what can I do to get more involved with local food? Who can they turn to here?
Yeah, well, right now, amazingly, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council does have a website. And so we're working on that, getting that a little bit more tweaked. So in the future, that will be a great way to contact us. And we're trying to connect producers with buyers with another program so you can see what's available, put out what you need. And that's all coming down the pipe.
All right. Well, we'll have more then to talk about here down the road, too.
You bet.
All right. Emily Kringle with Cass County Memorial Hospital Food Service Director talking about local food. Emily, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good day.
You too.